John Taffer just filed a lawsuit on someone we know well here at WPP News, and that's Florida Man. So the universities and the Commercial Bank of Ethiopia released statements pleading with 19 and 20-year-old students to return the money. And I gotta say, if you remember when you were 19, 20 years old, I wish the bank and these schools the best of luck with that.
I usually would make a joke about the story, but I kind of just want to talk about how you slurred through that whole story. To the Working Perspectives podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied by Liam Reese, Mikey Medigan, and Justin Richardson. On this show, we'll be bringing you the internet's juiciest news stories and reporting on everything from New York squatters' rights to an African prince's on the come up and a missing princess. We're going to head to Liam Reese, who's going to give us the latest on a famous faker. Liam, what's the scoop?
So John Taffer just filed a lawsuit on someone we know well here at WPP News, and that's Florida Man. The lawsuit states that Vic Carrillo has been prowling Florida bars and restaurants claiming to be the bar rescue star. Carrillo has been passing himself off as Taffer in and around Naples, Florida for a little over 3 years. He even brags on social media about how the two resemble each other. He commented on Taffer's social media saying, like, this is my twin, blah, blah, blah. You know, so Carrillo's primary gig is he's a television preacher, and his sermons will, like, air just, like, a couple hours after, like, Bar Rescue on, like, some New York channels and stuff. So Taffer is claiming in this lawsuit that Carrillo has, like, credit cards out that he uses in Taffer's name. He'll go, like, this guy will, like, you know, use Taffer's name, and he'll be like out and about at like bars and whatnot, and he'll get like inappropriate and touchy with women while he's pretending to be Taffer. And, you know, like he's trying to get like freebies and stuff at these bars and like discounts and whatnot. But on top of all this, like him being inappropriate with the women and stuff. So there are anonymous women who are claiming that Taffer has assaulted them and whatnot. So Carrillo's kind of like, the people are not sure, like, is this actually him doing it? Is it Taffer doing it? Like, you know, this story is, like, really super messy. So if anyone out there has any info, you know what I mean, hit the WPP News tip line, drop us a comment or something, and, you know, let us know what you think. And I'm Liam Reese with Entertainment. Back to you, Matt.
Thank you for that, Liam. In other news, looks like this guy's going to need a behind bars rescue. Oh, that was great. All right. Well, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to the Big Apple, where Mikey Medigan's got a story about a little squatty and some potty. Mikey Medigan, what's the story?
I'm here on site, on scene in Flushing, Queens, New York, where Adele Adeloro is fighting to reclaim a $1 million property she recently inherited from her parents from Guada. It all started last week when Adele went to the property and found two lonely losers living in her home. Adele did the humane thing. I would have hit them with a Louisville slugger and called the police. When the police arrived, they removed these two super speds from the property. The next day, Mr. Super Sped Combo came back to realize that the locks were changed on the house. Now, in a pro scumbag move, the two cops called on Adele. See, because if in New York, a squatter is in a location for over 30 days, they now legally have the same rights as a tenant, and the landlord cannot evict them. Because the law states, one, to remove a tenant's belongings is a no-no. Two, can't turn off the utilities on a tenant. And three, you cannot change the locks. So now, in a turn of events, Adele herself was arrested for violating the tenant-landlord law. Now, these two chuchulamingias have a court date that is now set and can live in the house until the court date. The only problem with in New York, it's a 20-month backup. So poor Adele has to wait for 20 months to get these two scafozos out of her house. And I'll be honest, Matthew, I'd burn the house down and lock the door shut. Allegedly, I'd do that. But for Adele's sake and everyone else, stay out of New York. Back to the studio. WPP News.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. In other news, the squatters are using the age-old defense of squatty potty squatters defense. All right. Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's going to bring us a harrowing story about an awful person. Justin, what's the story?
An Ohio resident who is a scumbag has left her toddler at home unaccompanied by anyone else as she went on vacation for 10 days. She went to Puerto Rico and then Detroit. I don't know how Detroit's a vacation, but that's here nor there, because when she returned home, her child was found soiled in its own excrement and found dead. This is a terrible tragedy. Should not happen to anyone. And also, who's going to Detroit for vacation? I'm just saying, I don't think the latter of the story is appropriate, but like, what are you doing in Detroit on vacation? You know, Puerto Rico, maybe a little bit, but Detroit, nah. Matt, back to you.
Thank you for that, Justin. Looks like the judicial system failed us again by failing to enforce the death penalty on this monster, as she'll be receiving life in prison. Thank you for that, Jada. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to Liam Reese, who's got the latest on an infinite money glitch that actually worked. Liam, what's the scoop?
A glitch at the Commercial Bank of Ethiopia let its customers withdraw millions of dollars. Early Saturday morning, ATM customers discovered that they could pull out more money than they actually had in their accounts. It took hours for the banks to actually freeze the transactions, which was more than enough time for news of the glitch to spread like wildfire. University areas were hit the hardest due to the glitch being spread via social media and phone calls. Long lines reportedly formed at ATMs, and people were like lined up around blocks and stuff. People would just continue to withdraw money from these ATMs, and they would not stop until police had to show up and shut these ATMs down. When all was said and done, the bank got hit for equal to $40 million. The glitch apparently occurred during maintenance and inspection activities and had nothing to do with any kind of like, you know, like hacking or anything like that. So the universities and the Commercial Bank of Ethiopia released statements pleading with 19 and 20 year old students to return the money. And I got to say, if you remember when you were 19, 20 years old, I wish the bank and these schools the best of luck with that. I'm Liam Reese with WPP Finance News. Thanks. Back to you, Matt.
Thank you for that, Liam. In other news, if an African prince emails you asking to hold his money, this time it might be true. Very good. Excellent stuff. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head back to Mikey Medigan, who's going to give us the latest on the Great White North. Mikey, what's the story?
Well, I'm here on site, on scene, and Mr. Justin Jackoff Trudeau's lovely city of Toronto to bring you a heartfelt story of two competitors who've been balling against each other since middle school. Raptors rookie guard Grady Dick was jacked to play against Orlando Magic rookie Anthony Black, a friend of his for a long time. After the game in which the Magic won 126-107, the two long-time friends decided to do an epic jersey swap, which is a sign of respect in the NBA. Now, with Anthony on the left and Grady on the right, they proudly held up the now intranet sensation Black Dick. These two claim no ill intent or nefarious motives were involved. Shout out to them and also band from Philadelphia, Chris Long and Fletcher Cox, who famously sat next to each other on an Eagles bench and became Philly Long Cock. And I, Michael Medigan, running through the six with the Black Dick jersey pick, reporting back to the studio.
Very good. Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. Another great story. In other news, this is the second Black Dick that's gone viral in Toronto. Excellent stuff. Let's keep it moving. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's going to be reporting on some princess drama. J-Dub, what's the scoop?
Recently in the stories, Kate Middleton has been missing. And I don't know where she is, and I'm not 100% sure. But in recent history, Lizzie is in his box. The Princess of Wales is missing. And the King of England has fat fingers and possible cancer. And there is no better time than either than my Irish brethren to rise up and re-seize the Northern Ireland section and maybe even invade Britain itself. And I don't call for the Clone War. War? Bull? I don't. Oh, three, two, one. I don't call for four declaring war, but I too want the Irish to rise up and to seize their moment as Britain is slowly falling apart and they don't know where their leaders are. Long live the blanket men. Matt, back to you.
Very good. Thank you for that, Justin. I usually would make a joke about the story, but I kind of just want to talk about how you slurred through that whole story. My goodness. happy to see you're having a good time, pal. You did a great job. What was the sentence you tried to say?
It was
what happened?
Blanket men declaring war.
Yeah.
Yo, that was so good. You have to keep that. You have to keep
I'm keeping all of this. Yeah. I'm keeping all of this. Oh, this is God. How we're gonna end up.
I couldn't hold it in that time. I thought they heard me. I couldn't tell if you could hear me laughing in the back when Steve did the Medicon black dick pic behind me or whatever. I was laughing then. That already got me like giggling. And then that threw me over the top, dude. That was too much.
Yeah. Well, Justin, you nailed it. Speaking of nailing it, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied by Liam Reese, Mikey Medigan, and Jalen Dub Justin Richardson. In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening and have a good one. Thanks. See you.